Gangrene. I don't know what we call this. It's just me and Stats today.
Weird episode. Episode glasses.
Yeah, there we go. Glasses today. No one can see us anymore, though.
Oh, forgot about
it. Thank you for listening. We got some good feedback last week.
Well, we got feedback.
Apparently, we depressed people. I don't know.
Well, one of us. One of us.
Yeah. it's life, people. Let's go. So I got Stats here. Dave is MIA. I don't know if he's lost at sea again or what's going on, but he's not here. So
he'll be back.
He'll be back. We'll open my mail this time. Big news again. Second week in a row. We're coming in on big news. This never happens for us.
I know. Nothing ever happens on Tuesdays when we do the show, but it has the past 2 weeks.
Banner 18 is on its way. We got Perry Jones.
Perry Jones the third, sir.
The third, yeah. Yep.
Interesting trade.
Yeah, are you a Phineas and Ferb fan at all?
No.
Oh, I've become one.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And Perry the Platypus does some really cool things, so.
Interesting.
I'm thinking maybe something in the name.
Could be.
I don't know.
Interesting trade. Just really, like, I wouldn't have expected them to do another trade where they don't send players. You know what I mean?
It's a lot of people on this team right now.
Yeah.
I haven't counted them, but we can only dress 12, right?
Yeah, so I was just looking at it, and okay. I think if you count Chris Babb and Phil Pressey, they're at 18 or 19.
So they're three or four people over.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think basically, if you're assuming that Pressey and Babb get waived, which is pretty much inevitable. Sorry, I do like Chris.
I do
Phil
like
Pressey,
Chris Babb too. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, and Chris Babb wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But that still leaves you with one extra guy that you need to figure out what to do with.
I have a hunch who I want it to be.
Yeah,
we can get to that in a little bit, but.
But Perry Jones comes from Oklahoma City for a second round pick that is basically a phantom pick.
Because we're getting a one back too.
Yeah, so it looks like the pick is like top 55 protected, which the Celtics will not be in next year, and then the pick will just dissolve. But you can't just trade a player and not get anything back, so you have to trade something.
Okay.
So it's an interesting trade. You know, the Thunder had to match on Enes Kanter because reasons, I guess. And, you know, they're over the tax so much that they need to shed players, which is kind of horrible.
We could have really made this a blockbuster.
I don't know if we could have. it's, you know, Perry Jones. So you get Perry Jones and you get a second round pick. I mean, second round picks, they're, you know, they're something. But
they're,
you get a
big
year
baby Davises and.
Yeah, maybe. You know, they're Phil Pressies and they're Etuan Moores, I guess. So you get Perry Jones in his last year of his contract, of his rookie deal. A guy that fell in the same draft as Jared Sullinger for medical reasons and also for motivation and attitude reasons.
Well, they should get along swimmingly.
Yeah, you know, maybe. Might be bad for one another. Who knows? I remember mentioning this in the chat earlier between ourselves. Perry Jones, when he came out, was like one of the top five recruits in college. He ended up going to Baylor with he was there with some other people that I thought were good. I'm not sure. It might have been Ekpe Udo.
In a different world than me
so,
right now. So,
you know, he was a very touted recruit coming out. You know, he's got size. I think he's like 6'10 or something like that.
If that's good, we need that.
He's either 6'8 or 6'10, somewhere in that range. He's kind of that combo forward that they maybe have too much of right now, which is another problem. You know, Perry Jones has had, you know, he had a 33-point game earlier this season.
Good news.
I've kind of been trying to read, you know, comments and stuff from Thunder fans as far as, like, what to expect. And, like, you know, they have some interesting things to say. They say, like, you know, kind of confidence issues, which, you know, that's at least gives you some hope. It's, like, something that might be correctable.
Yeah, maybe being around these guys will help him.
It's possible. I mean, you know, just a change of scenery.
Brad can be like, come on, dude.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not playing for the Thunder where, you know, every game in the West is going to determine your seeding. Maybe in a less stressful environment of the Celtics just kind of running out the clock until they're good again. Maybe that's a more conducive environment for him to grow. It's worth he's a guy worth taking a risk on, I think.
And it's another expiring contract.
It is.
All of these, I really feel like all these expiring contracts are just here as a placeholder.
Yeah, probably.
Again, we got guys, more guys than we can have on the roster. So I don't know if there's going to be any other deals like before training camp starts or.
Yeah, it's possible.
We were talking about Gallinari a little bit.
Yeah, so I mean, they were, you know, floating out the idea of trading for Gallinari from Denver, the guy that got them, you know, the guy that got New York Mello. You know, he's an interesting player. He's a shooter, which is something they need. You know, not a super defender, but he can hold his own, I think, depending on the matchups.
Well, I mean,
you know, an interesting player.
Stats, there's enough defenders on the team already.
I don't agree with you there. You know, a Gallinari trade's interesting, especially with the news today that Ty Lawson might get waived. I mean, you know, you thought that maybe they would try to package Lawson and his money and, you know, maybe move Gallinari too for like a big haul or something. But, I mean, Lawson's stock is absolutely gone. So,
I mean, would you, because David Lee, that actually isn't, we were just watching Summer League and Danny Ainge with a smirk said, oh, I can't
talk
official. About that.
Yeah.
So we know it's not official. So, we think that they're done, but he's kind of leaving the door open for a time. Just
and part of the reason you can go and get Perry Jones is because Jay Crowder's contract hasn't been signed yet. So that has something to do with the cap that is a little bit above my pay grade. You know, so there's still some stuff that might happen. I mean, right now you might have teams that are hoping to contend, kind of looking around themselves and be like, you know, well, look, we didn't get player X, you know, in free agency, you decided to go somewhere else. You know, what teams would be willing to trade us a somewhat comparable player? And that's hopefully where the Celtics fit in.
And before I get negative again, just looking at
hard, Kurt.
Okay. just hear me out for a second. Like, just looking at this, like, potentially, like, if it's not Gallinari, someone like that, like a shooter, solid player, right? I mean, not a world beater, not certainly not terrible, you know, just.
Yeah. I mean, I think
a good player. You combine him with the core they already have, like Marcus Smart and Crowder and, you know, everyone who's here last year, Brad Stevens. You've got David Lee now. Does this team suddenly almost compete for home court in the East?
I don't think they're close that, no. Because I think
Other teams are getting healthier and better.
Other teams are getting better. I mean, I think the Hawks are kind of a question mark whether they're going to stay up there. But I think the Heat are going to be a bigger contender. The Pacers are going to have George Hill back. The Bulls will be strong again. Expect the Cavs to get one.
Yeah.
The Wizards are going to be closer than us.
So they're still 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, the Raptors are going to be closer than us.
So they're still 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, I think optimistically they're 7, 8,
Even with these additions.
Yeah.
So back to everything else.
I just don't think you can bank on there being another East season like last season again.
It's all – so. But still, everyone he's acquiring seems to be on there last year, which is not a mistake.
No.
Not a mistake
at all. It's a cap move thing, I guess.
And he's waiting. We talked about it last week. He doesn't want to be in the position if someone – Who knows? Like someone every year, there's someone that moves that you don't expect.
Yeah.
When we got Ray Allen, no one thought Ray Allen was moving.
Yeah, that's
true. You're thinking, oh, okay, this Kevin Durant kid is going to go play with Ray Allen.
I mean, there's times where it seems like a guy is on the way out, like Dwight Howard, but there's a lot of times where there's like a James Harden situation, and he wasn't really, you know, on the market per se, but you know, they had decided to move him, and you need to be in a position to scoop up that guy when the time comes.
And Danny's in that position.
He is. You know,
so at least
I think he's in the position to pick at a team if a guy like that does come available.
Because I think teams like the idea of expiring contracts.
They do. I mean, it's a reset. If a team like Oklahoma City in that instance was deathly afraid of paying the luxury tax, and, you know, then expiring deal for, you know, David Lee is more attractive, and you can sell the fan base like, well, at least we got David Lee, and you know, something like that. It's more attractive. You know, I'd like to see the Celtics, you know, be in the position to make that trade. It's a little bit frustrating because, you know, they're not the only team in that position at the same time. And, you know.
I honestly think we talked about this. I think David Lee is going to, I think he's going to have a really good year on a Brad Stevens system.
It's possible.
You know?
Yeah.
It's possible, but I.
Close your eyes on defense. But
listen, like everyone else, should we just, next time we go to the game, should we get some red curtains and wave them around?
Yeah, just bring something else to do on defensive possessions. Bring the New York Times crossword or something. So I think we kind of wanted to get into a summer league update.
Yeah, this was I don't know. I'm watching summer league and I'm getting less and less enthused about the Celtics. Not to bring everyone down again, but I just
there's stuff to be optimistic about. I think
I'm looking forward to watching Marcus Smart this year.
Yeah,
he's having a very solid summer league.
He's playing like a player of his caliber should be playing in the summer league, which is good.
And apparently that injury really nagged him all year last year.
Yeah, so.
So with that and having a full year under his belt, having that four playoff games, I want to say a playoff round, but I mean it was hardly a round.
Less than that.
but I think all that added up. I'm looking forward to him. Like I said, I honestly think his ceiling is a Chauncey Billups. Which
yeah,
is certainly not bad. I mean, you know, I'm not expecting like.
I mean, he's doing well in the summer league. You always have to throw in the it's the summer league caveat because it's just not the same. The guys aren't as good. The defense isn't as good. These guys have been together as a team for a week or a little bit more.
Right.
You know, the concepts of team defense and rotation are, you know, sorely lacking. So, you know, you have to take it all with a huge grain of salt, but it is promising. You know, I think it's promising to see guys like Jordan Mickey play well. I think he was leading the league in blocks at one point. You know, RJ Hunter hasn't looked terrible. I mean, you know, he's
looked better than his counterpart there, James Young.
Yeah, James Young missed another game tonight.
He got injured, but even before that, I was down on him last week, and he did not do anything.
Yeah.
He's just...
It's disappointing.
And I knew it was going to happen because there was so... Like, after the draft, there was so much hype about him. And
yeah, I know.
He's just going to go... He's...
It's... It was a really unfortunate couple of games for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Who knows? Maybe he turns around. I just...
Yeah.
I like to think
a guy like him that was on the bench for NBA games, warming up, plenty of time in the D League, plenty of games there.
Right.
You'd like to think that they'd be in a better position to succeed than, you know, a lot of the other guys on summer league rosters. And he just hasn't.
And Mickey, like you said, he's playing well.
Yeah.
You are a little hesitant about his NBA game, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think especially for bigs in the summer league, you know, the playing field for a guy of Mickey's size is a little bit, you know, it's a little bit more level. In the NBA, I'm afraid that he's going to get pushed around. I think what I've seen is a lot of guys on the Celtics team on defense are going to have to learn how to defend the pick and roll, going to have to learn help side defense, rotations, all that stuff. You know, and part of that is playing consistently with the same players, which is not the case here in the summer league. So that makes everyone look bad. I understand that. But
yeah.
I think guys like Mickey and Rozier and, you know, even RJ Hunter looks, you know, he goes under a lot of screens and, like, you know, a lot of shooting guards in the NBA are going to kill him on that.
Yeah.
You know, and you'd like to see, you know, even if the guy that you're guarding in summer league isn't a sharpshooter out there, you'd like to see him defend the pick and roll a little better. So, you know, there's lots of improvements they have to make. You know, I hope all those guys make the roster. I imagine that one of them, you know, one of these guys isn't. And
well,
you know,
yeah, I mean, we can get 15, like we said. So we're
yeah.
definitely assuming, oh, but we still got one guy that's not making it. I honestly, I'm ready to give up on James Young. They're not going to, obviously, since he was, what, a number 13 pick or something 16? Like that? 16?
Yeah, something like that.
First round.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
they're not
a little
gonna
bit
give
too
up
early
on
to
him. So I'm sure they'd waive someone like Perry Jones before, you know,
yeah, exactly.
We hardly knew you, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm disappointed. And as hard as we were on the draft, I mean, he's worse than the I'm blanking on the kid from Syracuse there.
Oh, CJ Fair?
No.
Oh, Fab Mello.
Fab Mello.
Yeah.
Worse than Fab Mello. Do you like what you've seen in summer league from him or
who?
Rozier?
Rozier. A little bit. I mean, he's scoring, which is nice.
So is he still worse than Fab Melo?
I'm holding my breath on that a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, my main thing with Rozier was just,
because I'm
going
to hold
you
that quote all year, you know.
I know. That's okay. Fine. Well, the thing that I'll say to defend myself in that is that Bobby Portis for the Bulls has looked awesome. And yeah, that's a guy you could have taken instead of Rozier.
Yeah.
You know, might have made the Jordan Mickey pick a little bit redundant because they're pretty similar, but I'd rather have Bobby Portis. So, I mean, Rozier's looked better. I think there's still a lot of room for improvement. He looks more like an NBA player than I probably gave him credit for. Just athleticism-wise, size-wise. He's got really long arms, which I didn't really, you know, it didn't really stand out in college for whatever reason. But the main thing I get back to with Rozier is that he's just another guard that can't shoot. I'm not saying he'll never learn, but I'm just saying at some point you have to draw the line between guys that can't shoot. I hate to break it to everyone, but Avery Bradley is not going to be a three-point specialist.
No, he's not
at
a
any point in the future. Rajon Rondo still hasn't learned to shoot. You know, it's been a while. So,
and you know what? And this kind of brings us to something else we wanted to talk about. Everything we've talked up to this point kind of ties in, is the roster construction.
Yeah.
There's, like we said, we've talked about, like, the players that are kind of, like, tweeners between – I don't think we have a starting lineup of a center. Like, we don't have a 1-2-3-4-5, like, starting lineup.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
And I know that doesn't really exist as much anymore, but
– yeah.
We had, like you said, we have, like, four guards that can't shoot, and they're all 6'3" and under.
Yeah.
And you know, like,
it's a little bit of an odd roster construction. It's gonna be odd to watch in a lot of ways.
I mean,
you have guys like David Lee who are really skilled offensively, and Amir Johnson who's a rebounding machine and can play good defense. And it's like, you know, you don't have many players that are true two-way players. And maybe Marcus Smart can be that and kind of be the glue, but, yeah, you know, there's a
but
lot of guys on
and
here
then
that are...
Back to, do we want Marcus Smart to be carrying the ball up?
I think you have to.
You know, I was listening to 98.5 the other night, and I think it was Rich Keefe was saying maybe Evan Turner's the point guard again, and I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
I mean,
like, do we force feed Marcus Smart? Like, do we just force that down people's throats that he's a point guard?
I think it's just a lot to ask a guy in the first year.
Yeah.
You know, I know he was a sophomore when he came out, so he's a little bit older. But I think it's a lot to ask a guy to bring the ball up and initiate the offense, learn the NBA offense. I think it's a little bit easier to get used to playing off the ball than assume more responsibility.
Do you think he's the game one starting point guard?
I think he's one of the starting guards.
Okay.
Like I said, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it's Smart, Bradley, Turner, with Turner initiating the offense and Smart defending the point guards.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that with Lee and Amir Johnson, or, you know, however they want to roll with it. You know, I think it's a lot of guards that can't shoot. It's a lot of big guys that are kind of stretch fours, or,
yeah,
you know, besides Zeller and Johnson, you don't really have post players. Not that either of them really have post moves, but
I feel like before the offseason started, the Celtics needed a big man, a shooter, and a ball handler. After all the acquisitions we have, and we're at 18 players, I don't know if we have any of those things right now.
Yeah.
Everything's very redundant. And it goes back to, like, this isn't a finished product. I think everyone – it's almost like a placeholder with price tags on it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not too upset about the construction, because I would rather have a team constructed like this that is the best pieces to move than a team that's, like, constructed to be a more functioning NBA lineup but have – worse potential players.
Yeah, I totally agree, and it's interesting because you're almost wondering who is gonna move and who's gonna stay, and because you know it's not a permanent thing.
Yeah,
and I'm really, you know, as negative as I may be, I'm really looking forward to the season to kind of see how this all kind of like meshes together. And for all I know, I could watch the first 10 games and be like, oh, well, this is fun as hell. Okay, yeah. Let's go, you know?
And we haven't even mentioned Isaiah Thomas, who's maybe the most fun player.
Of course, right.
You know? So
that Cavs series made me feel like people figured him out. I think it's in a series that's going to happen. When you're the only person that can...
If it's a series against one of the best player in the world and a couple other pretty great players, then, and especially matchups like Tristan Thompson that are going to exploit a lot of your weaknesses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I'm very much looking forward. I just want to see them play because, like, we got these new kids that haven't played with the older guys and these new, like, David Lee and Amir Johnson that are kind of, like, new to them. There's all these things that are new. Got to stir the cauldron up and see what happens, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, this is the fun part about the league is it's all new. There's, you know, it's hope reborn. You know, there's a whole season ahead of you. There's a whole season of possibilities. And hopefully it turns into some entertaining basketball. Hopefully Danny Ainge can make some trades and that kind of stuff.
I hope so. If real quick before we move on, a couple other things. If you had to make a decision right now, who's gone? Pressey, Babb, and who's the next one?
I think it's going to be Pressey, Babb. The thing that makes the most sense is to trade Turner and blank to a contender. Turner and someone to a contender.
And then you don't release anyone.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
If you have to release someone, I think Marcus Thornton.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about him.
But it's pretty rare to draft a guy and then release him. So.
James Young back up in the Portland.
It's possible.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll have to wait and see.
We'll have half a team up there.
Yeah, we'll have to see when training camp happens. You know? Anyways, Gigi left too. He went by ice.
He's going to Turkey.
Yeah.
I think it's Fenerbahce. That's good. That's a good move for him. I think he's, you know, I think he could have played a decent role on a contender, but not really like, not a top eight rotation guy. So I think he's going somewhere where he's going to like start and play
most of
the minutes. And
if you're on a contender, you don't really get below eight, do you? You know, like a contender, you know, you got your eight guys and that's who you're going with.
Yeah. I mean, if he went to a top four team in either conference, I think he would play good minutes. I don't think he'd come off the bench much
in the postseason.
So he's going somewhere where he's going to play like
cool.
a ton. And, you know,
I liked Drebko better anyways.
Yeah,
selfishly.
I mean, I think that's...
Swede to Swede, you know?
Yeah, you know, everyone has their biases, I understand.
Something that we have to get into, that everyone else has got into, but it was pretty fun. It made the NBA really fun for a night.
Oh, yeah.
It was DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, that was a fun
Interesting.
Night.
We left here last week saying, oh, he's a Clipper. I mean, he's a
Maverick,
and blah, 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 blah. And
I mean, I know there's been a lot written about it and everything, but it was just a fascinating story. It really was. It was a soap opera, and you know, on a night where like you know nothing else is happening. I mean, how long ago was the finals? It was like almost a month ago now. It's like, you know, it was real entertainment. It was fun.
It was really fun to think of.
Like,
it all happened on Twitter right in front of our eyes.
Yeah, I know. It's an amazing world we live in.
It really is
fun to picture like. You know, it ended up like, well, they were playing cards or whatever, but it, you know, just picturing like four Clippers like standing around DeAndre Jordan so he can't like get to his phone or something to answer it.
Right,
and, like,
yeah.
You know, like Blake Griffin posting the chair up against
Blake
the
Griffin
door.
Blake Griffin
had handle.
Some funny things, yeah.
I know. I can't say I'm a huge fan of him.
No.
Just, I don't know why like the Cole Kia jumping over the car thing kind of turned me off.
I'm
like,
with you.
But that was fun. It was nice to know that he's like not... I don't know.
He seemed like a regular dude.
Yeah.
You know? Like he had a sense of humor. He saw the situation.
Yeah.
He had a sense of humor.
I feel like that would be something that I would try to do
yeah.
in that situation. So that was pretty cool.
And then Paul Pierce, like just being an old man, which was,
I know. That was fun that he, like.
I could totally relate to that, though.
Yeah.
Because Paul Pierce is, I think, a year or 2 years older than me.
Yeah.
I don't think I.
Do the kids text you emojis and you just don't know?
My niece and nephew only. Text me emojis.
Oh, fun.
And it's pretty, I mean, there's a couple words, and then it's like, you know, emojis.
Hmm.
I'm like, oh, cool.
See, what when people text me emojis, I just go into the emoji thing and I just start picking at random.
Yeah.
And then they ask me and I try to make up a story where it would make sense, because that's the most fun part to me.
Okay.
But it was really fun to see. I think my favorite tweet of the night was like someone saying that Paul Pierce was texting from his Game Boy, or tweeting from his Game Boy Color or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
That's really, man. That's a fun image.
You kids.
I know.
Making fun of us old
guys. Us rascals.
Anything else you want to touch on? Or you know, let's finish. Let's finish the DeAndre Jordan story. Now that he's back with the Clippers,
it does sort of have Celtics ramifications.
It does,
because of the Rondo pick.
And so now, yeah, because we get their draft pick.
Yeah. So I mean, I guess it's in total a good thing. I forget what the exact protection is. I think it's top eight protected, and
yeah,
it seems like they're
top
not
seven.
It seems like they're not tearing it down. Like, if they tore it down and pulled a Sixers, you'd be like, oh, man, they, you know, that
but
pick's not going to
what if they get the
us.
Nine pick?
Exactly.
Awesome,
I mean, it
right?
seems like they're going to end up in late lottery or eight seed.
Because we have to remember they're in the West.
Yeah, that's a tough conference. So
and Darren Duran, I never know what he wants to go by.
Oh, yeah, I think they're trying to get Deron Williams.
He
right?
wants to leave the Nets, but that doesn't make them that much better, does it?
I don't know. I mean, he's had a real...
And it makes the Nets worse, which we have their draft pick, which is unprotected.
Unprotected, yeah.
Oh, man. I.
It's a real
I don't like
toss
to
up.
Wish. I don't like to wish bad things on people.
I know. Well...
I want bad things to happen to the Nets.
Yeah. I feel bad for them.
I don't feel bad for them.
Well, I feel like the Russian guy kind of came in and was like, we will win a championship. And then it went poorly, and he was like, see you guys later.
Yeah, actually, after like 1 year, he's like, oh.
Going back to Russia.
This isn't what I expected.
Yeah. So, and it's one of the few other NBA stadiums that I've been to, and it's great. I don't like that they turn the lights off because it made me want to fall asleep. They do like the thing they do at the Staples Center where like all the upper bowl is like complete pitch dark during the game. And
weird.
It's just like... It's nap time.
Yeah.
Especially when you've been in Brooklyn and drinking all day. Don't do that, kids. But,
okay.
You know.
Well, I've been to Memphis and New Orleans.
I know.
Did not drink all day, though.
No. No. Too responsible for that.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, it has Celtics implications. So, you know, it was fun to watch.
And it gives Paul Pierce a little bit of an extra chance to win that championship, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I think DeAndre Jordan's kind of a bad person for doing what he did.
I mean, I think he's a... I don't think he's a bad person. I think he...
Immature might be a better...
I think immature is the perfect word. I think... Like, I don't blame him for changing his mind at all.
It's a better fit for him, I think.
Yeah, probably.
He's safer.
I guess he's best friends with Blake Griffin. Like, they're the best... They're besties.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's kind of weird that he's going to leave that.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's a bad person. I kind of... You know, you just kind of got to man up and call him. Call Mark Cuban and say, this is what I'm doing. I don't blame you for changing your mind. You're allowed to do that.
And it's the NBA's fault for putting that 7-day thing in.
Yeah.
I assume that's what it was there for, right?
I mean, I think it's technically you're not supposed to have deals with guys.
Right. You
so,
just talk to them, yeah.
I mean, technically the Mavs, by like thinking they had an agreement, like that's not a binding agreement. It's a whole other thing about the moratorium. I mean, I kind of understand from the league's perspective, like they need time to figure out the cap and stuff.
It may be antiquated as well, too.
Maybe.
I mean, we weren't always living in this instantaneous thing where if he agrees, the whole world knows.
Yeah.
You know, people like might not have known until he...
But I think the way... I didn't read too much into it because I didn't think it was super interesting, like the reason why they have the moratorium.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, it has something to do with like the way they calculate the cap. And if they released the cap on the same day that they allowed free agency, like that might mess some stuff up. It seems like that's a more complicated process than...
That cap is crazy.
I know. It seems like they
we
should offer...
We gotta get someone who is a professional on the cap.
Capologist.
Yes.
I don't have the time anymore.
No.
I used to know more about it. But
yeah, well, get on it.
It's been pushed out by other information.
Anything else you want to touch on before we go?
No, I think that's about it.
All right. Well, this was fun.
Yeah, this was nice.
I think I learned a couple of things. You know, we talked basketball. It was a good time. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, at GangreneTV.
RedsArmy.com.
RedsArmy.com. Listen to us on iTunes.
Podcast
or
apps,
whatever. Google... I'm Droid. apps you use.
Yeah, we have a phone number. You can probably find it somewhere. I don't know it. You can text us. You can tweet at us, tell us how negative we are. It's all good.
It's good. We are fans of the Celtics, contrary to popular belief.
Yep, we're not all, you know, rainbows and puppy dogs.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know.
Anyways, well, thanks for listening. We will be back in two
weeks,
I believe.